92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Time for ADX Digital. We've got Tasca King in the house. She's one of our marketing consultants here at the radio station.
Good morning.
As well as a new player to the game. How many weeks has it been now, sir?
I'm starting my fourth week.
Already? Gosh, time has flown by.
It does. Brian
is here.
Yep.
Brian, what's your last name again?
Prowitz.
Okay, Brian Prowitz. All right. Talking about ADX Digital, some of the digital options for you and your business. Tell me everything.
Well, what we wanted to talk about this morning, and we'll talk about options. If you want to call in or text in questions about specific products, we'll definitely talk about that.
And that number, 850-437-1620.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But what we really wanted to talk about this morning was, why should you partner with us? Why would you want to work with us? We know you have other options out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not naive enough to think we're the only people that have this. We just think we have the best.
We have the best products.
Humble. Let's talk about why we believe that and why we think we would do a great job for you and your business. My favorite part is the targetability. I mean, where else can you advertise where you can target exactly who your perfect prospect is? And that's because we have access to thousands of behavioral targeting categories, and we're able to use lots of online data, such as stuff that we are able to get through machine learning and AI, the ways that we can retarget people after they have been to your website, and how we can utilize keywords, or if you want to talk about doing what a lot of people call it Google AdWords, but it's really pay-per-click because it's not limited to Google. But we've got all these different targeting strategies. We can also do geofencing, and we have a lot of people that will reach out to us and say, I want to do geofencing, and they don't really know exactly what geofencing means. They think they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have to say, okay, let's make sure you know the difference between geofencing and geotargeting, because all of our campaigns are going to start with geotargeting, everyone.
Okay, so tell us the difference.
Geotargeting is when you tell us where you want the ads to be served. Where do you want to reach people? And if that is a zip code or a list of zip codes, or if it is a county, or if it is the city of Pensacola, or the city of Gulf Breeze, or the city of Milton, whatever that geographic area is, that's where we're going to start.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not limited. We are unlimited. We can go anywhere in the country that you want to serve ads. We can go anywhere in the world if you really want to advertise.
Wow.
Outside the country, we can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our clients that do the digital ad campaigns with us stick with the local, probably within the 3 to 4 county area.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that we're going to send those ads exactly where you want them, and we're not going to hit areas that you don't want ads to be shown in. So we're going to start there, then we're going to layer in these strategies, whether it's behaviors or geofencing or keywords, and we can even do address targeting. If you want to give us a list of your prospects, then we can just target the people on that list. So the targetability, to me, is the best place to start, because in what other medium can you specifically only advertise just to people who we have reason to believe is going to be your prospect?
Well, that's great. I mean, you can't go wrong with that, because
right.
It used to be, okay, I'm going to throw this ad out there, and hopefully somebody I need to see it will
exactly.
see it.
Exactly. That's not what I used to call the spaghetti method.
Yes. Throw it on the wall.
Throw it on the wall and see if it sticks.
Yeah. But that's not the case anymore.
There's also, you might think you know who your audience is, but we might be able to tell you who actually is coming to your
that
website.
That is true.
That's a little different maybe than the people that you think are your target audience. You might be surprised
That's
by the people that hit your site. We've got website visitor ID, for instance, that will collect information legally without cookies, without any, you know, it's straightforward and very simple, and it can actually confirm your targeted audience, or maybe educate you on there's a little bit of a different audience that's actually coming to your website and maybe surprise you a little bit.
Yeah, that's great to have that information. That was invaluable.
It is. It is. So let's move on to the next thing that I think is really important is safety.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. You know, we don't, first of all, we don't put our ads out on the dark web. Heck, I don't even know what the dark, I know what it is. I don't know where it is or how to get to it, and I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Me either.
I do not want to know.
That's a good sign for you.
Me either.
Don't need to know. It's not that I don't want to know. It's that I don't need to know.
Well, there's an expression, ignorance is bliss.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we have a safety program called Double Verify.
Mm-hmm.
That allows us to buy brand safe premium inventory. And then we double verify the fact that we are serving ads to live people all the time, not to bots.
Yeah.
And if you know what that is, that's when you just try to get ads out there and to, I guess, their IP addresses, whether they're active or not.
Well, I mean, you think about how many fake accounts there are, like on Facebook.
Oh, sure.
Gosh.
And this doesn't go to them.
Right.
We can filter those folks out.
You can?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. That's how we know through the Double Verify platform that we are only showing ads to live people.
That's really great, because in the past you really couldn't do that.
Right.
I'm sure with a lot of campaigns you're not able to be that specific.
Well,
and
the older ones for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that just has to do with technology and how it has evolved over the years.
Not only real people that have done something on the internet that would suggest they might be interested in your product.
Right.
That's key.
Right.
Absolutely.
Keywords, even searching AI. If somebody goes to AI before they go to Google and they punch in some words like, what's the best radio station in Pensacola?
Mm-hmm.
We know they're interested in radio stations in Pensacola, and we could theoretically send an ad directly to him, to them.
Yep, very good. Okay, if you just join us, we are talking with Tasca and Brian, who serve on our marketing consultant team here at ADX Digital and ADX Communications, talking about all the different things at ADX Digital. If you have a question or a comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a few minutes to tell you more about it right here on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk on Monday morning. Hope you're having a good Monday so far. We have our friends from ADX Digital here. Tasca King is here. Brian Prowitz?
Prowitz,
that's close.
We'll figure that part out.
Okay, so let's continue the conversation about all the ways we can help your business.
Brian, let's talk about optimization.
Optimization. So in ADX Digital protocol, every campaign is assigned a campaign manager to monitor and optimize your campaign. So some places might get your parameters, get your budget, get some of the details, and then hit go, and then just sit back for 30 days and then charge you money, and then that's it. But here, we pay very close attention to what happens once we hit the green go button, because it's critically important that somebody is monitoring and managing what's happening to optimize it so that it is hitting exactly all the people and all these things we talk about. We got to make sure that we're doing the job that we've discussed with our clients and who are paying us to run these campaigns.
Right. We don't set it and forget it.
No. This is not Ron Popeil and the countertop rotisserie oven.
Yeah,
Very different.
We like to keep our eyeballs on it to make sure that all cylinders are hitting like they should be.
Absolutely. And that's what's so great about what you do. Now, part of the process, can you just describe what, if someone was interested, they've heard some of these ideas, they're thinking, you know, this could work for me. Who do they contact? How does this work? Do they get a consultation? How does it work?
Yeah, it's a consultation, the first meeting. You give us a call, and that number is 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne. He is our sales manager here at ADX, and he will connect you with one of our digital experts. And we will come out and meet with you and go over these options, and that is a consultation meeting. It's not a sales pitch at all. It is a showing you what we've got to offer and you telling us what you're looking for, and then we'll determine, do we have something here that we that matches up mm-hmm. that we can put a proposal together for you? So that first meeting, we're not going to talk. It's not going to be a sales pitch at all.
Well, it's also a chance for you to get to know the company and who their target is, exactly. who their audiences are, that kind of thing.
I mean, we can't come in there with a sales pitch if we haven't met you.
Find out what you need.
Know what you need and what you're looking forward to improving your business.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you've had experience with digital marketing.
Right.
We still want to talk to you because there are a million levers to change up. The permutations of the of the list of things is so important to dial in. That if you have previous experience with digital marketing, we especially want to talk to you because it changes all the time.
Absolutely.
And there are a lot of ways that we can hit your target audience.
I went to a seminar recently about digital marketing, and I have to say, it's changing constantly.
It is.
And you need to be working with a company that knows what those changes are and how you can maximize your advertising.
It changed since you went to that seminar.
I know.
And that was just 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago,
right? Exactly right. That's exactly right. So, yeah, there's so many different options.
Okay, so let's talk about inventory. So here's one way that we differ from a lot of other digital companies, especially the ones that are not connected to, say, a media outlet like we are.
Mm-hmm.
We have access to over 1,300 different ad exchanges. Now, who are the ad exchanges? That's who we send your ad to that sends your ad out and finds the inventory to place your ad. Now, a lot of the smaller companies, they might use 300 ad exchanges, which means they have very, very limited inventory. We have a vast selection of inventory, which means we're going to have access to almost every piece of good prime inventory that is served in your coverage area, your target geographic area.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, which is all encompassing.
Right. So these platforms, again, have access to 90% of all available inventory, but again, we are still going to be picky and weed out the stuff so that we're only looking at the prime inventory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you rule out the superfluous stuff.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, because your return on investment is a key to the whole thing.
Right.
So what your goals are going in, do you want more web traffic? Do you want more phone calls?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want more likes and shares and attention on your socials? It just depending on what your goal is. Conversions, of course, is what everybody wants. Everybody wants somebody to hit a website, fill out the form, spend the money,
right.
buy the thing, sight unseen. If that's a goal, we can work with you on that. But mm-hmm. I mean, you know, but setting the expectation ahead of time so that you know the money you're putting into this investment will be a solid return for your company. And we look at it as an investment. It's not a short-term thing. This is why we want like 30 minutes to be able to sit down and talk to you. This is mm-hmm. not a five-minute conversation because we need to know what your goals are, what you've done before, and get you the very, very best result.
I was just saying,
it is an education process. We need to be educated about your business, mm-hmm. and you need to be educated about what all the options are digitally and how have they changed. Like Brian said, if you did digital in the past and, you know, especially if it's been more than 5 or 6 years, gosh, it has changed and improved so much that it's just so much more targeted and precise, and let's get your message in front of the right people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was going to say that there's so much that they can do depending on what you do and what you're looking for. Is it new customers? Is it to expand your business? And also the calendar, your calendar year, depending on your business, there are some businesses that are primarily in this area, seasonal, summertime businesses. But if you're a year-round business, you're going to have different needs than another company.
Totally. It's so important to get ahead of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, too, especially if you are a service or a product that is only going to help someone or be needed by someone every year or every other year. Or, you know, like, for example, if you sell liners for swimming pools,
mm-hmm.
well, how often do those need to be replaced? If you do a 3-month campaign now and I need a new liner a year from now, what are the chances I'm going to remember you?
Mm-hmm.
So consistency is just as important as the frequency and any of the report with all the reporting that we do.
And don't some of the old sales and marketing rules apply? It's that exposure and the repetition of exposure.
Yeah.
When you see something, you see, because it used to be back in the day, it used to be about getting that maximum number of hits on your website, that kind of thing.
Frequency and consistency are what works in any advertising campaign, and that is not going to change, even with all the changes in the advertising world since digital became a player. The frequency and consistency is still very important.
And having a great message,
if
you know who your audience is and where they are, that's a start. But then who you are and how does your audience respond to your messaging?
Right.
I mean, and then you get to the creative side of this. We haven't even talked about that.
Yeah.
But we have amazing experts here on all of that as well.
Okay. Well, we will come back in just a couple minutes to talk about the creative. This is Pep Talk, talking about ADX Digital with Tasca and Brian. So we'll be back in a minute. If you've got a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. And we're back with Pep Talk, talking about ADX Digital. Just a couple minutes left, y'all. We want to touch on a couple of things before we go.
Yeah, we want to talk a little bit about creative.
Yeah, how important it is that you have a very effective message in any of the advertising you do, whether that's on all of the great ADX Communications radio stations or a digital message as well. Less is more, punchline, punchy, tell them what you want, call to action, that kind of a thing. And we can do what's called A-B testing, for instance. Let's say you have three or four ideas. We can run all those out there and see which one works the best in order to target the right audience. We've been talking about that. Obviously, targeting the audience is the key to the whole thing. But from the creativity standpoint and accuracy, we can do some things to make sure that the best message is being received the best way by the best audience you're looking for.
Right, absolutely. And then, of course, let's wrap it up with reporting. Every campaign will give you a monthly report. We provide these monthly reports. It's insightful reporting metrics, and it will evaluate your digital ad campaign. We will review those with you in person, preferably in person, especially after the first month. We want to go through that report page by page to make sure we answer any questions that you have about the data that we're able to collect for you. And then after that, you'll still continue to get those monthly reports. And we like to meet with you each time to go over them so we can answer questions until we're sure that you're reading those reports correctly.
Right. And getting the information you need in case you need to make some changes or move some things around.
Absolutely.
So that sounds great. I would love to have that report just to kind of see what the progress I'm making, who I'm reaching. I think that's great.
How about I show you an old news radio report from the campaign we did?
Okay, that sounds good to me.
I'll share that with you.
Okay, we're down to our final minute or so. So how can people follow through with you and find out about how you can support their business with ADX Digital Advertising?
Again, give us a call here at ADX, and that number is 850-262-6000. And ask to speak with Jeff Wayne. He is our sales manager. He will connect you with one of our digital experts. And then we would love to meet with you and talk about all the different options that we have and match one of those or two of those options up with what you're looking to do with your business. In what way are you wanting to improve? And, you know, there's so many different things that we can do, and it all just depends on what direction you want to take your business. And we'll take you in that direction.
All right. Thank you so much to Tasca King, Brian Prowitz. Prowitz. I'll get it.
We'll work off air on that one.
How about Brian P?
Brian P. There you go. That's what I use. Meg P. There you go. This has been Pep Talk on Monday morning. I hope you have a great day and a great start to the week. Give us a call for ADX Digital. We can certainly help you with your business. This is Pep Talk.